Let's do it.
Whoa. Robbie, it looks like you put a paper towel over your head. Oh, the ring around it is gone.
Yeah, this ring broke. That's the only reason why it fits. Oh, I know it's on double.
I got to tell you, that's what makes the hat. Oh, no, you tried to put it on and he popped the...
Yeah, it was one of those old hats that it broke, but it finally fits. Or else, you know, like my other hat that I had,
Rob, that's not fixed. But okay.
That's wearing it backwards.
What a start to the Friday.
He's trying to keep the dream alive.
Well, all you need now is some dominoes and one of them little cigars.
Yep.
Yep. And a cafecito sitting next to you.
It's like the old days at the cigar shop.
Yeah, man. Happy Friday, everybody. Cold out there.
Woo! Yep.
I haven't
noticed. Gotta tell you.
I had to brave it like J.J. Watt to go take my trash out.
Really?
What?
Did you let everybody know that you were braving it out in the cold?
Up like Ben Roethlisberger?
Were you sucking it up like Ben Roethlisberger
and taking a $5 million pay cut?
I was very.
Now you only make 36.
Big hardship for me.
What's that going to buy?
I don't know. What could you get? Like a long snapper?
No! Because usually a long snapper has tenure.
So, do they? Like,
think about this. You ready for this?
I don't know how many John Dennys there are out there.
Let's put this in perspective. Ben Roethlisberger worked something out with the Steelers. He took a $5 million pay cut. And that is still $9 million more than Tom Brady ever made as a max for a season.
Huh.
But I think the most Tom Brady ever made was now $25 million.
Yep. He's doing the old Michael Jordan ending on a high note.
Right. So he's been making what, 21, 22, 20, 19 for the Patriots. So in his heyday, when Tom Brady was, well, I can't say that he's not now, but when he was, you know, the guy in New England, he maxed out at $20
million. Mm-hmm.
Ben Roethlisberger just took a pay cut.
He did.
To only make 36.
It's a tough life.
But
life for Big Ben.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
I don't care. Well, I'm going to ask. I don't care what he's done for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is he a $36 million quarterback?
No, obviously not.
Do what I'm, okay.
Bro, what are you doing? You're remixing for somebody's birthday? Like, what the hell's going on?
don't get me started. Stupid.
Where's J Fig?
Yeah, where's J Fig? We usually wait till 7 o'clock before she shows up.
Oh, really?
So for some reason, my camera doesn't want to work. It literally just turned off right now.
Why don't you go put your makeup on, do what you got to do.
It's too early for makeup.
So that's what you do. You just do the little circle, the talking circle.
I really have no idea why my camera's not working.
All right. Okay. Let's get to some headlines, Robbie. What do we got here this morning?
The Ticket is the home of every Miami Heat game.
Got it! Tying the franchise high, 10 trees!
WAXY South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar. And streaming on the radio.com app.
Which is brought to you by the Ryan Fields Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenience. So how about another double victory Thursday last night?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, that Pelicans game was a rough watch.
Yeah, I was struggling at the end.
you didn't stick it out.
I was dozing off, and I said, "I'm gonna do." I did a little prayer to the sports gods.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just because I'm going to sleep, don't mean I'm not committed. Please don't let me get up in the morning and have something happen that I miss. And all was good.
That's not how it works with the sports gods, bro. If you're not committed, you're not committed.
Dude. Hey.
I don't know what happened, but sorry to interrupt.
Hey, would Solana send you a shirt?
That is, yeah.
No, but I'm wearing it. I can't see it on Switch screens.
Where was it? Pineapples?
Oh! Pineapples.
Oh! My shirt Friday.
Oh, nice.
The pineapple. I have pineapples too.
Really? Look, we're pineapple buddies.
Oh, yeah. Those are big pineapples.
Yeah, that's right. I got some big pineapples over here. I don't know what you're talking about,
boy.
Son.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's a Vice Shirt Friday. Everybody can come check it out on Twitch TV, twitch.tv/7.
Let's see, JFig. You have little pineapples or big pineapples?
This conversation needs to end.
Robbie's like, no.
Yeah, the Heat won last night, 103-93.
Like, Robbie should just shoot off the disclaimer.
Yeah.
the
disclaimer rat.
Yeah, they got another great performance by Jimmy Butler. He closed it out. He was making everything at the end. He was doing the fadeaways, the threes, and ones. Jimmy had it all working. They got the Olynyk game, which I think I said this week. I'm like, it's been like 16% or something like that. He's due for one. And sure enough, he gave you 6 for 6 to start in the first half. So
that was crazy.
Iguodala with the
double. I'm like,
again.
I was sitting in my jacuzzi watching. I'm like, is that Olynyk again? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep. That's how he works.
Hey, but here, look, in fairness to him, that's why he comes off the bench.
He
that's
doesn't come off bench the bench. He's a role guy. He's been starting for them all year.
All right, you know what I mean.
Well, I just wanted to clarify.
If you're relying on Kelly Olynyk, his output every night, you're in trouble. But he's a hot and cold guy.
Well, they needed it yesterday because they didn't have Bam. So
right.
Iguodala is getting revenge on that rim because Father Time slapped him right in the face early on.
Oh, he did an old Carmelo.
Oh man, that fantasy got fouled. But I don't even know if Josh Hart wasn't there. I don't know if he was slamming that down.
Right.
But he got his revenge. He did throw one down to end the game, which was good. And that was that. You know, that Pelicans team. I mean, they can't guard a chair. And they didn't have Zion. So, yeah, the game definitely lost its luster yesterday. It definitely didn't. We came into last night talking about Bam versus Zion. Neither one played.
Hey, you know, that sounds like a phone call. Right? Hey, Pels. Zion playing? You know, they got that. All right, I'll sit Bam too.
Yeah, it'd be like a gentleman's agreement between friends, Eric Spoelstra and Stan Van Gundy.
Oh, yeah, very plausible. Good point.
Yeah.
You know, Stan's like his OG sensei in coaching, so.
And by the way, notice the injury. Zion sitting out because of a toe.
Right fifth toe.
Yep.
The pinky
fifth
toe.
It's not even the main, no. the main toe.
It's literally the pinky toe.
Right.
Minus one. I saw what you were thinking.
No! Wait. No. I can't get minus one for Robbie bringing it up.
Minus one.
No, but you can get minus one for that rascal look in your face.
Hey. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't bring it up.
I mean, Alabama's going to make Miami look like a picky toe on that first week of the season.
See? Wasn't me.
Minus one.
You just gave yourself one?
Yeah.
Says, I'll eat it.
I'll wear that. What else you got, Robbie?
So, yeah, the Panthers gutted one out at the Gorton's Fisherman Arena yesterday.
I guess the she sniffed that one out?
Yeah, I got to be honest. I was like, you know, Zaza was surprised that she sniffed that one out. I was surprised that she sniffed that one out, too. I mean, I thought that was a very well-placed name there. And they throw fish on the ice in that arena.
There's no way the Gorton's Fisherman has enough money, enough cash to get a naming rights deal.
I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, huh, wow.
Was Amber very proud of herself for sniffing that one out?
Yeah, she was super proud of herself.
Well,
did she get it the day before?
Was she more proud with TikTok?
Did she do it the day before? Because I was able to I stuffed it in twice, but I don't know if they did the Panthers game because they didn't play on they didn't play the day before.
Oh, you know what? I think she got on like 10 minutes before the show. I purposely didn't send it to her till like late to like 10 minutes before the show to set up the possibility for her getting got.
We'll get her. Don't worry about it.
But I lost the laughing when I saw that headline because that guy, that logo, that guy with the beard.
He's a college fisherman.
On an NHL
arena.
If you
ever just want some good fish sticks. Oh, fish.
Anybody
still rocking with some fish sticks?
Hey, between all of us, when was the last time somebody ate a fish stick?
Oh, it's got to be like 94.
And then, now that I think about it, I can't think I liked that then.
No.
A fish stick?
Fish sticks?
Yeah, put it in front of me. I'll probably eat it.
I mean, it's really? Fried. It's basically just like it's like a chicken tender, except
no, it's fish. Not.
No, I. It's Dude, not. It's no, so different.
What part of the fish is that? Because with a chicken tender, you can say the breast, the white meat.
Gills?
Right? What part of the fish is a fish stick?
I don't know, but with the Gorton's fisherman, you always saw him coming in off the dock with the fish, and then you got the fish sticks.
This is a Gorton's fisherman.
He had the beard.
I'm baffled at some of the things I ate as a child.
Evie dinners.
Baffled, especially in New Orleans.
Did you guys see
a school meal for sure?
Did you guys see last night? After the Heat game, they aired the Inside the NBA documentary, like 30 years inside the NBA.
I watched it after the Heat press conferences. Yeah, I got to see like the last 20 minutes of it. It was really good.
I was like dozing off at the end of the Heat game, but that the beginning of that documentary like gave me a jolt, especially when LeBron James cursed, and they didn't edit it out. They didn't bleep it out.
I didn't see that.
I'm still trying to figure this out. Like cable, do they have different rules than we have?
Yes, they do.
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell
you. It's not government-rated, regulated airwaves.
It all started.
Last Dance?
With, The Last Dance. Mm-hmm. Correct. And Michael Jordan.
Pippen.
And I'm going to tell you.
Out willy-nilly.
Wow. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I saw the part. Oh man, you know what happened last night? I cried some man tears.
No,
they were doing Ernie Johnson. Oh. Ernie Johnson won the Emmy the year that Stuart Scott passed away, yeah. And they went to the scene of him giving the Emmy to Stuart Scott's daughters. I was like, dude, it got me. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna apologize for that.
And they also had on TNT. They had prior to the game. They had the All-Star Draft. For what LeBron and Kevin Durant, they drafted their teams. LeBron took Giannis first overall.
Of course.
Durant takes Kyrie.
I don't know. Like, Kyrie is one of those guys that, he should be picked high, but I'll take Kyrie. I'm surprised KD didn't take James Harden.
He did, but James Harden's not a starter, so he has to wait.
Oh, okay. Got you.
That's how it works.
Got you.
It was a fun watch. Why was it? They must have taped it. Did they tape it yesterday or something? Because it was weird because Dwayne Wade was there for the draft and Shaq wasn't. I don't know. Maybe he didn't come
in. No, they have to tape it.
Like that?
Shaq
was. Because guys are playing.
And Shaq was getting thrown through tables.
Oh, that's right. Shaq was thrown through a table on AEW.
I would say they probably taped it on Tuesday.
Or it's what they have to make sure whenever they don't have a game. Well, LeBron did set up the last game.
They must have done it earlier because Shams leaked the first pick. He's up there. He goes, sources say LeBron is taking Giannis the first pick. I'm like, hey, Shams.
Right, really?
You don't have to report everything. Okay.
So wait a minute, Tobin. You're upset about Shams leaking the draft spoiler for the NBA All-Star draft, but for the NFL draft, you're on there willy-nilly spoiling it for the rest of us.
You are the worst.
Because the worst. Because Shams, it's like, this. First of all, this has no consequence. It's the All-Star draft. NBA, NFL moves are happening willy-nilly. There are trades. I can't be, held here by the bounds of broadcast television if the world is moving faster. But the NBA draft, the whole point is to watch it on television. Remember, it wasn't on television years ago. Everybody was like, oh, nobody wants to get in their feelings, which, by the way, Jazz super disrespected yesterday. That's neither here nor there.
Wow, what happened?
They were the last two picks. Gobert and Mitchell were the last two picks.
Yeah, last two picks. But the whole point is it's made for television. It's a television show. And Shams is just out here, spoiling. Jerk.
I mean, like, really?
What?
There's a lot of people that could say that. You can't say that. But here's the worst part about that. When you leaked that the Dolphins were taking Tua, the only people that knew what that little smirk meant were me and Robbie. Right? Nobody else. Everybody else said, oh, that's just Tobin. I'm like, nope. Y'all don't know what that means.
Really can't happen this year. I don't know if there's a pick that's going to get me that reaction.
Well, they might not have any picks. They might have traded for Watson.
Maybe.
We'll find out.
You won't get Giddy for draft. Chase. You won't get Giddy for Devontae Smith.
So if, like, I have a question.
You only get upset if
they do trade. If they do trade for Deshaun Watson, will anybody care about the draft?
No.
That was the draft, right?
I mean, they won't have any of the first round picks, and there won't be any draft picks to care about if they trade for Watson.
Here's the kicker. Here's what I was thinking. Because I would imagine that you're not a bad organization unless you're petty and you do things because you're in your feelings and not what the best business move is. So I say this. If the Texans do trade Deshaun Watson to the Dolphins, you know what an even bigger petty move would be? Give us Tua. You know why? Because I don't want you going out and getting another first-round pick.
For Tua.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, Toby, that could be your spoiler in the draft. Like, the Dolphins. What if the Dolphins trade for Deshaun Watson on draft night? Like, as they're about to pick, then the news comes out that they trade for Deshaun Watson.
Oh, that would definitely get a reaction out of me, for sure.
I would 100%,
but if it's just
100% guarantee that Deshaun Watson will be traded in the days leading up to it, because if you wait until draft day, then your options become more limited and teams are going to say, well, like, say if I'm the Dolphins and I would have gave up 3 first round picks for Deshaun Watson. Okay, whatever it may be. On draft day, that gets cut because I know you have to trade him. And if I have my picks and you wait the day after the draft, you got to wait a whole year to get new draft picks.
Yeah, I hear that theory, but here's the thing. They're a disaster either way. Like,
no, but look, it's going bad for the Texans because they're not going to end up with Deshaun Watson. But if you don't do it the right way, you can look even more ridiculous by having to imagine trading Deshaun Watson kinda, and having to wait a year.
It kind of happened with the I remember this happened with the Cardinals, because the Cardinals, remember, they had the GM and
he waited.
We all knew they were taking Kyler Murray for weeks, and he literally waited until the day of the draft to start dealing with anybody.
But he was never going to get a first rounder for Josh Rosen.
Yeah, but he might have done he might have done himself better. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe. Well, remember, he called Rosen's agent to see who's interested in him. And Rosen's agent told him to kick rocks.
Here's the other deal though. Okay. You already hurt the market for Josh Rosen by having it leak out you're gonna take Kyler Murray. So from that standpoint, not going to be a first-round market for Josh Rosen, ever. Deshaun Watson is a different situation. You're going to get multiple first-round picks and players for him. But if you wait until the last minute, what happens is the number of teams that are willing to do something is going to shrink, because now you lose access to two teams that have two first round picks and two teams that actually have a quarterback who could play.
All right, fire up your fish sticks. We roll on here on a Friday. It's the Goins Fisherman.
Don't need words when you move like that. Shake your boom, 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 boom like that. We communicate, no conversation.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. You can text the show at 786-360-0790. Text on The Ticket driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. Texter writes in, four-goal Bob almost blew it, but he didn't. But he didn't, sir.
Hey.
Over.
You know what else?
Over.
Ding!
Scary game yesterday, though. Dude, there
by the way, is this one of the best trains that we've been on in a minute?
I'm not on this train. You're on this train.
It's
what?
I'm just watching you from the train station. Because it goes against my guy. I don't get on this train.
Wait. Your guy goes against your guy. My guy's been great this year. You know what this is? Getting on the train.
Even Quinville's been praising him up and down.
Getting on the train is basically calling it like you see it and making a little wager on it.
Dude had a 5-on-3 yesterday. Kept him off the board.
Okay, you know great.
Mm-hmm. F him. Yep, 7-1 on the road.
I'm glad the Panthers won. Believe me, I'm glad. I don't get mad when it goes under and the Panthers win. I don't come in here and get all frustrated or discouraged or anything like that. No. Uh-uh. But
well, you know, if it's a Drieger game, if it's a Bob game, you're like, oh yeah, great game, Bob.
No.
You're like, oh, I gave him his props.
Drieger gave up 6. What did Drieger give up 6 the other night? What was it, 7? 7-2? 6-2?
No, I don't think so. I think he gave up
There was a Drieger game a while back where the Panthers won.
Oh, the Panthers scored 6.
Yeah.
7.
It was 7-2.
Like, I'm still happy for look, all I'm merely doing, I'm a businessman. I'm merely
you're
taking advantage.
Man.
This is like taking advantage of a BOGO. This is like taking advantage right now.
This is you strolling through Publix.
Got Celsius at 2 for $3. Taking advantage. That's all.
Ekblad was awesome yesterday, though. 2 goals, 2 assists. Cats are 7-1-1 on the road,
which is frightening.
How about that one goal by Nashville that was overturned because of the offsides? And then the Panthers challenged it. We're all freaking out, like, oh no, what are they doing? And then it's like, oh, it was like clearly offsides, and they won the challenge. We all had flashbacks to that other game.
Well, at least they didn't do. Yeah, but that wasn't like 30 seconds left of the game to give the team a 2-man advantage.
Hey, exactly. I got to tell you,
that happened against Nashville.
I like it. I like that the penalty is that.
That's that hard? It's so harsh.
Well, you know what? Here. Don't waste our time then. Don't just challenge all willy-nilly. You better be damn sure that you have a legitimate a challenge. Like, just taking the timeout means nothing.
NHL. This is,
that, like, every other league does it. It's the equivalent to flopping. Right?
Spo doesn't even like doing challenges.
I know. How about
to
in baseball, if you challenge and you lose, the guy gets an extra base?
But
what it does is it makes you think about it. It makes you say, we better be really or almost 100% sure that, you know, this can be overturned.
I mean, you still
you don't do it.
Yeah, but you want to know something? Sometimes these officials are cowards, and it probably leans towards it should be overturned. But if it's like,
no,
what was it called on the ice? Oh, yeah, come on, bro. How many NFL games do we watch week in and week out where they're willy-nilly with the challenges?
Okay, but guess what? Again, if the penalty was more severe.
No, I'm talking about the refs.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the coaches.
The refs on the field don't make the call to overturn it.
They're all in cahoots. They're all in cahoots. If you don't think under the hood, they're saying, well, what did you call there, Frank? He goes, man, I didn't see offsides. He goes, listen, you're a long time. No. You're a good chap.
No,
let's have brunch.
No, here's what's happening. Hey, Bob. What do we got here? We're basically just checking to see if we got 2 feet down. Okay. What'd you eat last night? Chicken parm? Yeah, it was delicious. You say 1 foot, 2 foot? Because guess what? If it takes you 5 minutes underneath that hood,
takes it forever.
Then you talk about something else. Like, nothing's, it's not that hard.
Nothing's worse than the NBA, though. NBA, I mean, they'll sit there for 40 minutes trying to see if a ball went off somebody's hand, and I knew first view. I'm just like, oh, I could tell. Heat ball. Hey,
here's what the other problem is. The NBA makes a grand announcement.
I like
they
that.
They walk
now,
up
though.
To the mic and say,
I like that.
We are discussing.
Those guys are better. How are those guys better at? They've been doing it for a year. They're better at explaining reviews than the officials in the NFL are. The NFL, they're like, is this on? Is this on? And like he's talking, you don't know what he's saying. NBA guys are like, what's up, guys? Listen, foul on Olynyk. That's Pelicans ball.
Oh, well, it makes it worse. Remember the one time, I think it was the Heat. They call a foul on both people.
Double personal? That was garbage.
What was that?
Yeah, that was on
no team foul. No team foul, but foul on both of you. It's just like the whole point of a challenge is to overturn egregious calls, not the ones that are, you know, like close. And so the way to avoid, you know, just people just, you know what? It's that point in the game, big play. So let's challenge it. The way you avoid that is you make the penalty severe. I like that in hockey. You want to challenge offsides?
So harsh, though, dude. Like,
if you're wrong, they get a penalty.
Yeah, but if the refs blow the game and then you get you could pull the goalie, have a 2-man advantage because a referee effed up. That's terrible.
But the whole point of it is to fix it if he messed up.
Yeah, but what
you're saying they're not going to fix it.
Yeah,
that's a whole other conversation, though.
No, it's not. It's the same conversation.
Why
not? Because the referees, you can't trust them.
Well,
can't
see,
trust
you're
them.
You're going in it with a biased opinion towards the officials. I'm just going in and say, okay, if you're going to challenge it, you better be pretty sure that is going to be overturned. If not, no challenges. I just want, like, yeah. So in football, we'll let you challenge it. But if you're wrong, 15 yards.
No, in football, the equivalent would be like, well, let's challenge it. But if you're wrong, you have to lose a wide receiver or you have to lose a safety this possession.
No.
That's the equivalent.
That's
the equivalent.
No, because they don't. Listen. They have power plays in regular hockey. You don't have 10 men on the field unless
you're
coach.
Then you get a double power
play.
But in this position, you could pull the goalie and get a double power play.
Okay.
It's a super power play.
Okay.
Garbage.
No, I like it. We're going to disagree on that because I like the fact that, hey, if you're going to call, if your player, especially in football, guy always runs over. I caught it. No, you didn't. See, you're scooping it up off the carpet.
I like when a guy goes, I got it. He like holds it up. He holds up the ball.
Right. And meanwhile, he was playing basketball with it underneath the pile.
I'll take a break. 6:35 here on the ticket. I don't know why I gave the time. Anyway.
Yeah,
The time.
6:35 here on the ticket. 50 minutes of heat is next.
15 minutes. Bam, wow. Bam.
15 minutes of heat here for you on 7-9 to the ticket.
Hey, we have a Twitcher that says Leroy with the silly sauce baseball idea, and Tobin is being reluctant. Am I dreaming?
It's not a silly sauce idea, though. It's just dumb.
It's not.
It's dumb.
If you make the penalty for all these willy-nilly challenges extreme, you won't have to worry about the official overturning the turn because it won't be that many challenges. As long as we've been playing sports.
Coming from the guy who wanted the officials all fired because of the Saints game.
They should have been.
Nah, that's what you wanted to happen. Like, now all of a sudden you're like, let's get wacky.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question.
You were so
if
mad.
If you miss a call that egregious, you should not be in that situation ever again.
Yeah, instead they had the worst year of reviewing ever the next year because they're like, I'll review all pass interference. And then they're all getting challenged. It was such a terrible year.
Well, you know what? If you were good at your job or better at it, and I get pass interference.
That's my point, though. That's my point, though. When they go to these challenges, they always lean on what the call in the field was. And so if it's even leaning towards, we got that wrong, but it's not, if it's not conclusive, they could just say, stay with the call in the field. And now I have to lose a player over that, or I have to put a runner on first.
No,
or I
have but if it's that close, don't challenge it.
Why? Right is right. Whether you're right close or wrong close, you should challenge. Like I'm supposed to sit here and trust the officials. They stink, all of them.
In every sport.
All of, I tell you what, man, the NBA officials have been bad lately. Woo!
Really?
Oh my God! Did you see that foul they called on Goran yesterday? That was trash.
Well, Goran, Brandon, I don't know why, but his face gets jacked up, and then he gets the foul.
It was crap. It was crap. Complete garbage call yesterday. Thankfully, the Heat were able to hold them off. Got themselves a win. Got themselves back to 500. You know what I like to call this, Leroy?
Oh, boy.
Clean slate. Going into the second half. Clear eyes, full hearts. Going into the second half. We got ourselves positioned to be a monster in the second half here, Leroy. All ready to go. We're going to have Jimmy fueled up. We got Gogi fueled up. We got Bam back healthy. It's going to be fantastic.
I don't know if this is a good or bad thing, but if they are 500 for the second half, they'll end up as a fifth or sixth seed.
They're going to be better than 500. They're starting.
No, I'm just making a point that
they've been great with Jimmy Butler.
For as bad as we thought the first half went, you know, as far as injuries, as far as just, I mean, basketball, they were struggling. To get out at 500 and to realize that if you play just a little bit better than you played in the first half, you're going to be a top four seed.
I think Jimmy Butler can position himself in these MVP talks. Stop. Everybody's saying these MVP talks are up for grabs.
Stop.
It's really not that crazy. It's not that crazy, Leroy.
It is.
It's not. Because LeBron, everybody was going LeBron, 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 and now LeBron's kind of fallen off of the cliff with it. Joel Embiid is kind of like the next guy you want to go to. You're telling me that mope can't fall off in the second half? I think Jimmy Butler's prime for a little second half run. Plus, everybody loves a storyline. Everybody loves a storyline. If he gets the Heat back into the top half of the East and gets the Heat well positioned, and you see what his record was when he was out compared to when he was in, that's a clear case. He's killing it, man. These numbers that he's throwing up, 28-9, like every single night. And he's defending the best player on the team. It's not as crazy as you think it is. Why do you think so?
Huh?
Why do you think so?
Because he's barely played so far this year.
He hasn't barely played. He's starting to play a lot. And he's going to have a whole second half.
To this point, wait a minute.
The record
you
with him.
He's starting to play.
Yeah, he's been playing a lot.
I said he hasn't played a lot. He's missed a lot of games.
He's missed 14 games. But once he comes back and he's healthy for all the second half.
So you're going to put him in the MVP race, only playing about half of the games.
Missing 14 games?
Yeah.
He's going to be punished for that by the end of it? Who's going to remember that?
It's all right.
You're really going to think, let me ask you, so let me get this straight. You're going to look back, if Jimmy Butler leads the Heat to the two seed, okay?
Okay.
You're going to look back at the end and be like, yeah, but he missed those 14 games early on in the season. Hold on. After he had the shortest turnaround in NBA history.
No, what I'm saying is this is what I'm saying. Say if Joel Embiid, LeBron James, and one other person is in the top four, and you're breaking them down, okay? The one thing that's going to be mentioned is they play more games than Jimmy.
All right, and then what about with Joel Embiid? I get to say, Yeah, okay. But he also got twice the break than Jimmy Butler did because his team was a bunch of bums in the playoffs.
Okay. Now you're going back. You're saying that Jimmy should get it because he got the shortest break?
Yeah. Because
what does it have to do? What does winning this year's MVP have to do with last year?
I'll tell you exactly why. All right, Chubbs Peterson, I'll tell you exactly why. First of all, they always do storyline when it comes to the MVP. They do it every year. LeBron didn't get it 1 year because everybody was mad at him. Russell Westbrook got it because Kevin Durant left him. They do this all the time with storyline. Giannis Antetokounmpo, not even going to be considered. Why? Because he was a bum in the playoffs last year. They do it all the time where they have these stupid rules that they make up willy-nilly where they're like, I'm not voting for that guy because of this. I'm voting for that guy because of this. I'm not voting for that guy because of this. They do it all the time when it comes to this award. So if Jimmy Butler is able to have a complete turnaround for the Miami Heat, and you look at what the stark difference was between team with him, team without him, and he had the shortest turnaround, how does that not get consideration?
What about Anthony Davis then?
What about Anthony Davis? Hopefully he gets healthy. I mean, I think he's shown that he's got a better case than LeBron does.
Okay. This is nonsense, but...
No, it's not nonsense.
It is.
You know why it's nonsense? Here's why. Because here's Leroy Horde. You know, we put you into the gate. You have tunnel vision. Me, I like to keep the blinders off.
For your guy.
Wide open view. Yeah.
For your guy.
Let's just say what it is. Everybody wants to disrespect him. You know, you got in mind because you guys love Philadelphia. They love the Northeast. If this was Jason Tatum, my God, they would be all over it. If it was Boston or New York or Philadelphia, because it's Miami, they won't consider it.
But I would never
throw you under that umbrella. But I'm telling you right now, I'm putting my guy, he's putting you on notice. Okay. Okay. He's putting you on notice. We've just thrown our hat in the ring. Here. Hat. That's Jimmy Butler throwing his hat in the ring for the MVP race. See you in the second half, losers.
You know what's funny?
See ya.
You're my boy. You're my boy, right? But you put yourself out there a lot. You put yourself out there a lot.
Nope.
Really? I can think of another guy you just put yourself out there for before the season started. Bobrovsky. You just put yourself out there.
Yeah, and he's been a lot better this year. Even Quinville said it yesterday.
Can I just say that you lost your starting job?
Not really.
Really?
Not really. They're kind of even, Steven.
Oh, okay. You're one of the highest paid at your position, and you have to share time with another guy.
Yeah, whatever.
Because you've been bad. I can understand if the other guy was really, really good.
He is really good.
Yeah.
They're both good.
No. Don't try to soften the ball.
Keep them fresh in a compressed season. You got to keep them fresh, Leroy. Everybody knows that in hockey.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm on the train.
Yeah. Well, let's forget that train right now. Right now we're on the Jimmy Butler's going to put himself in the MVP race train. Okay.
Okay. No, that train is not the train can Robbie, only Robbie, be used the train tra- no Robbie the train can only be used for gambling purposes.
Nope, this is a different train. What are the odds right now, Robbie? What are the odds right now for Jimmy Butler MVP? Let's get on to this. Okay. I bet they're fat and sassy.
Not on the list.
Dude, let's go.
He's not on the list.
Let me ask you something. We're going to go out here. We're going to put James Harden in the MVP race. The guy actively,
not on the list.
Guy actively tanked his way onto another team. And we're going to put him on the list and not Jimmy Butler. Come on, bro.
He's balling.
Harden's yeah, he's balling. Good for him. But let's not forget that he also tanked his way off a team.
Toot, toot. You hate that. But if he was coming to the Heat, you wouldn't hate it so much.
No, he's not, though. Damage is done.
At least you're not lying and say that's not true. You Joel just go, Embiid. Well, but he's not.
Joel Embiid, he's in the MVP race. Oh, why? Because he's not getting winded after 30 minutes. Toot. You know, never gets tired after 30 minutes? Jimmy Butler.
Toot, toot. Robbie,
Rob, if you're talking, we can't hear you, bro.
I see a bunch of names here. You hear me now?
Oh.
Jimmy Butler's not on that list.
I don't see Jimmy Butler. Not. In fact, Jimmy Butler is on the Kim Kardashian odds at +1400, but he's not on the MVP odds.
Isn't he a Selena Gomez guy, though?
That's what you would think, but apparently the oddsmakers feel like he has a better chance of being Kim Kardashian's next boyfriend than he does of being an NBA MVP.
Bobby, let's go find a place where we can throw some money down. Let's throw $100 down on Jimmy Butler. There's definitely a website where I can bet on Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, like the biggest underdog on this list is Kyrie Irving at +20,000.
He's not winning it. No shot.
And he's apparently has a better shot than Jimmy Butler.
Leroy, give him the games. Give him the games and he'll find a way. You're going to talk about him as an MVP by the end of this thing. You're going to. Okay. Well positioned. Primed.
Primed
for an MVP race.
Okay.
Robbie,
here's what sucks about these conversations you put me in. Right?
Yeah.
One would give the appearance that I don't like Jimmy Butler because of the way we're going at it. That's not the case. Mm-hmm. But he's not in the MVP race.
Not yet. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
He was wrongfully kept out of the All-Star game. Okay. He's going to rightfully be in the MVP.
Well,
race.
I heard didn't he say he was asked and he didn't go? I thought I heard that on pregame yesterday.
Listen, we have no idea. There's reports all over the place. All right. I don't know what's true. I don't know what's not true.
I know what you're going to make true, though. Whatever sounds the best.
Yeah, right now what sounds best is he was snubbed for the All-Star game, and now he's getting himself in the MVP race.
Wait,
Robbie?
So you're going to give him some... No! The train is not for... Listen.
MVP!
You can't... You
MVP.
Cannot...
MVP!
Hey.
MVP! MVP!
This
MVP.
Train...
MVP!
This train... is going to Orlando. You need the train to New York. You're on the wrong train. Okay.
I don't need the train to go to New York.
Yeah, this train right here. You're just on the wrong train. This train right here is the money train. You're not on the money train.
Oh, we're on the money train.
You're on that.
I tell you what is
that called?
I'm gonna say
that snow piercer. That imaginary train.
I say you and me. We go to Canelo's fight in May. I say we throw a little hundy down on Jimmy Butler before the MVP comes out.
He's got to be on the list.
You can bet on whoever you want. You tell me that I can take my money?
Robbie, will you tell this knucklehead gambling doesn't work like that? You can't go up to the window and say,
dude, if I
you know what?
Give me
all. Bet Norris Cole.
Olympic MVP, bro.
You can't bet who you want. There's a list.
Leroy, if I go to Frankie Fingers and Kendall, whatever Robbie's bookie is,
nope.
And you're telling me I can't bet on Jimmy Butler?
Because Frankie Fingers is still using a line that's in Vegas.
I know a Frankie from Kendall. I think it is Frankie Fingers.
All right, we're back after this.